Hey everybody, this is Fletch's take on wave versus particle. Today we're going to be looking at what these are and what science experiments have turned up. So we're going to be going through clips with Dr. Quantum from the movie Down the Rabbit Hole. We're going to try and help you understand what's going on in the topsy-turvy world of matter. See, there's a test that was done the last couple hundred years or so called the double slit experiment that just blew them physicists away. You could say it stretched their minds. Ain't never seen nothing like it. Since then, they done tons of them. Found the same thing happens. So here's the deal.
If we randomly shoot a small object, say a marble, at the screen, we see a pattern on the back wall where they went through the slit and hit. Now, if we add a second slit, we would expect to see a second band duplicated to the right. Now, let's look at waves. The waves hit the slit and radiate out, striking the back wall with the most intensity directly in line with the slit. The line of brightness on the back screen shows that intensity. This is similar to the line the marbles make. But when we add the second slit, something different happens. If the top of one wave meets the bottom of another wave, they cancel each other out. So now, there is an interference pattern on the back wall. Places where the two tops meet are the highest intensity, the bright lines, and where they cancel, there is nothing.
You see what happened there? That was just basic physics and what we all experience in the world around us. Marbles and waves behave in different ways when they travel through slits. They're not the same at all. So what exactly does this got to do with matter?
Let's go quantum. An electron is a tiny, tiny bit of matter. Like a tiny marble. Let's fire a stream through one slit. It behaves just like the marble. A single band. So, if we shoot these tiny bits through two slits, we should get, like the marbles, two bands. What? An interference pattern. We fired electrons, tiny bits of matter through. But we get a pattern like waves, not like little marbles. How? How could pieces of matter create an interference pattern like a wave? It doesn't make sense.
Now that's crazier than a sprayed roach right there. It flipped and flopped everything humans thought they knew about matter, and has continued to confuse the issue ever since. They tried all kinds of ways to figure out an explanation for why that happens. At first, they thought maybe them electrons was bouncing off each other. That wasn't it. So they just kept whittling down the possibilities like a blade on a twig. Till there wasn't nothing left. Then they realized something.
The conclusion is inescapable. The single electron leaves as a particle, becomes a wave of potentials, goes through both slits, and interferes with itself to hit the wall like a particle. But mathematically, it's even stranger. It goes through both slits, and it goes through neither. And it goes through just one, and it goes through just the other. All of these possibilities are in superposition with each other.
Now, doesn't that just tickle your fancy? How can this be? Well, physicists have been trying to figure that out for a crow's age. They contemplate all kinds of logical scenarios to figure out if matter is a wave or a particle. What they keep coming back to is, you can't get there from here. Since everything we see looks like matter is something solid and not a wave, how can this be happening? So they decided to try something else.
They put a measuring device by one slit to see which one it went through and let it fly. But the quantum world is far more mysterious than they could have imagined. When they observed, the electron went back to behaving like a little marble. It produced a pattern of two bands, not an interference pattern of many. The very act of measuring or observing which slit it went through meant it only went through one, not both. The electron decided to act differently, as though it was aware it was being watched.
I know this is gonna be hard to swallow, and obviously they thought a lot of things that could be affecting these tests. It wasn't really a mechanical eyeball watching them electrons, neither. It was some more scientific, but this was just to give you an idea of what they'd done. Of course, there's lots more to this that I can't cover real quick-like, but hopefully this gives you something to think about. The power of observation just might create matter at the quantum level, which makes up the physical universe that y'all touch and see. Alright, that's it for this video. I hope it stretched your mind at least a bit. Just remember, a mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original shape. See you next time. Be sure to subscribe or follow to join in on the mind-stretching conversation. And if you thought this video was worth seeing, please like and comment below to let me know what you thought. And share it to your social media so that everyone has a chance to see it too. Thanks for tuning in, and if you're up for it, see you on down the road.